Hello and welcome back to another episode inside of the Shame and Sophie podcast, or welcome to the Shame and Sophie podcast if this is your first ever episode that you have listened to. So today is going to be, I guess, a slightly different episode. I really just wanted this week's episode to kind of be a short, sweet check-in and intuitive kind of energy cleansing practice together, because if you're listening in real time, we've just stepped into October, we've just stepped into a new month. However, if you're not listening to this at the start of October, if you are listening to this in the middle of another month, in the middle of October, at the start of another new month, then that is absolutely fine. But the first thing I want to ask you is, how are you? How are you actually feeling? How are you feeling within your mind, your body, your soul? I want you just to take a deep breath with me and just tap into yourself wherever you are right now, whether you're driving, whether you're doing the dishes, whether you're just lying in your bed, you're just chilling, whatever you're doing, just pause for a moment and ask yourself, how am I feeling? How am I feeling as I step into a new month, step into a new week, whatever it is? How does my body feel? Maybe one word comes up. Maybe it's a feeling that comes up. Just being present with that and knowing whatever came up, however you're feeling right now, is perfect. It is okay. And the next thing I want you to ask yourself is, what are two things that you're proud of yourself from the past month, whether it be in September, whether it be whatever month has just passed? What are two things that you are proud of? For me, I am proud of myself for releasing, and this is something that I've spoken about a lot, but leaning deeper into, or committing more to, releasing the need to fight and be at war with myself and with just like how things are for me, or how things work out, or how things are unfolding. Releasing the need to fight and starting to cultivate more ease and trust and magic and magnetism within myself, because that's something that I obviously teach about. So obviously a big part of my message is embodying your magnetism, embodying and attracting miracles and magic and abundance from who you truly are, from your heart, from your magnetic energy, right? It's a big part of my core mission, is to help people not feel like they have to push, not feel like they have to fight, and starting to come back into themselves, releasing the conditioning, the programming, and reprogramming those beliefs so that they align with who you truly are, right? And that's, again, what I continuously embody. And I had noticed in September this kind of belief, this fear resurfacing, that I had to fight, that I have to fight, that I had to push, that everything is a battle, you know? And that's just not true. You know, you don't have to fight so hard for your desires. You don't have to fight so hard to be the best or whatever it is. Like, it gets to be easier. Like, it gets to come from a place of ease and love and, I don't know, just like heart and soul. And I think that's something that I'm proud of. I'm proud of myself for choosing that way, for leaning deeper into that way. And something else that I'm proud of, what else am I proud of? I'm proud of myself for, I guess, just always prioritizing myself, like always choosing myself no matter what, and releasing that guilt, releasing that shame that we may attach to prioritizing ourselves. And I know this is something that I help my clients with, and whether they're business owners, whatever they're working towards, and knowing that their commitment to themselves, their commitment to their mind, their body, their soul, their boundaries, their energy is so, so important for the growth of their business, the growth of their lives, their relationships. And again, that's something that I want to celebrate about, is that I'm so proud of the devotion that I have for myself and the relationship that I'm constantly strengthening with myself. So there's two little celebrations I'm sharing with you that just came through. I didn't actually prepare my two celebrations. So maybe as I spoke mine, you were also reflecting on yours as well. And I know this is something that actually people struggle with. Like in my one-on-one sessions, I started to start my sessions with one thing that my clients are celebrating, one thing that they're proud of, one thing that they're celebrating about that week or that past month, because I noticed that confidence was something that people were really struggling with, like their self-love, not seeing the good that they were doing, not seeing the good within themselves. And this is just a little small practice for you to start seeing and embracing the good that you're doing, the good that you're being, the good that you're giving to the world. And I see a lot of people really struggle with being like, I don't know what I'm celebrating, I don't know what I'm proud of. So I want you today to start committing to this little practice, and over time it will get easier for you to reflect and celebrate the good and the things that you are proud of, because this was something that I struggled with as well, like practicing gratitude, practicing my small wins. But it's those little things, being able to reflect on the small things that are going good, the small things that you're grateful for, the small things that you're proud of, that bring you back to how well you're doing. Because I know we can get so caught up in where we're not, or all these big achievements that we may not have hit yet, or all these big massive achievements that others are hitting but you've not yet. And coming back to how well we are actually doing, in small but also in big ways, right? Because committing to yourself, devoting to yourself, you could see that in a way that's, oh, like that's just like a small thing. But it isn't. The relationship with yourself is such a big pillar of the kind of reality in which you live. So if you want to share with me, if you want to message me at @_shinewithsophie on Instagram and tell me two things that you're proud of, or maybe you go and tell a friend, or you write it in your journal, or you, if you're listening on Spotify, you can comment back onto this episode and tell me what you're celebrating. And embrace that, allow yourself to celebrate yourself. And as we step into a new month, I want you to just reflect as well on what is your word, or what is your words for this new month, for October, whatever month you're stepping into. If we could just choose one word or two words that you want to lean into and expand on through this month, what would those words be? Or one word, maybe. My words for October is abundance and worthiness. Those are my two words for October 2023. Because I noticed last month I was slipping back into lack, and I was slipping back into scarcity. So I want to really reclaim my abundance, reclaim my divine abundance, and also embody more of my worthiness as I step deeper into my leadership, into my business. I am opening the doors to a new intake of my membership clients, and I've increased the prices of my one-on-one program slightly as well, because I want to embody more of my worthiness, because I know what I have to give is life-changing. So my two words for October is abundance and worthiness. So just bring to mind whatever your words are. Maybe you write them down. Maybe you share them with me. And how can you commit to these two words? And also surrender to them as well. So how can you commit to them? For instance, for abundance, I am going to focus on practicing gratitude every morning and every evening, doing an abundance meditation or EFT tapping, getting outside in nature every single day and just absorbing the abundance all around us. I'm going to dance for at least 5 minutes each day to just feel into that energy of abundance. So what is your word and how can you commit to it? Maybe it is trust, self-trust is your word for October, for this new month. So how can you lean deeper into that self-trust? Is it that every single morning before you start your day, you tap into your intuition, you connect with your intuition and you ask it, what if I were to put my ego to the side, if I were to drop my ego, what would my intuition tell me today? And how can I lean into that? Or maybe it is that you every single day choose to do something that your intuition is telling you to do and build that self-trust up bit by bit. Maybe it is your intuition is telling you to go for a walk or start that project or whatever it is. And starting to build that self-trust muscle up bit by bit. Or maybe it is your word is self-care or self-love. And how can you embody that each day? Maybe it's you do one act of self-care each day. Whatever that may look like, whether that's one bath or it's saying no to something or it's going a long walk by yourself. Or it's doing a meditation. Maybe each day of the month is one different act of self-care and knowing that you're worthy, knowing that you're deserving, knowing that it's safe for you to choose yourself. It's safe for you to prioritize yourself. Or maybe it's surrender. And how can you embody and lean into that energy of surrender each day? Whether it's dancing or doing a meditation to connect to the universe, doing an EFT tap in inside of my portal. If you're in my True Alignment portal membership, you can do one of my EFT tap ins. I've got one for Universal Trust. Whatever your word that came through, write a little action list. Little list of steps that you can do throughout this month that will allow you to lean into this energy, to lean into this word that's come through, that you're being invited and intuitively guided to lean deeper into. Maybe you even ask yourself, why? Why did this word come through, or these words come through? Why is it important for me to lean into this energy, to lean into this word? For me, it's important for me to lean into abundance because I am abundance. I have such amazing opportunities at my fingertips. I have such an amazing path that I'm on, and my ego has been trying to keep me safe and kind of like holding me back and leaning me deeper into lack, and it is not serving me anymore. It's not making me feel good anymore, and it's doing me a disservice. It's doing my community a disservice, being slipping into lack and having my ego hold me back, because it isn't supporting me and helping me rise and step up and provide and serve. So that is one reason why it's important for me to lean into this energy of abundance within myself and within my work and within my life, because I know that by doing that, I get to serve and rise into the soul-centered leader that I am, into the path that I've been given, and no longer allow my ego to hold me back or to feel scared to really shine. So that's one reason why it's important for me, and I would love for you to connect with your why on why this word is important to you, this energy is important for you to lean into, because, and I want you to come back to that why all throughout this month, because by doing that will allow you to keep going, will allow you to stay on this path of surrender, of self-care, of self-love, of trust, whatever it is, and come back to your why. Why is this important to me? So when you're having bad days, you can come back to that and know that that can help you reconnect and realign. And the next thing I want you to reflect on, or what I want to ask you, is what do you desire to see and receive and experience in October or in this next month? What do you want to see more of? What do you want to experience? What do you want to receive? And how can you start to open yourself up to seeing it all, receiving it all, experiencing it all? For me, I desire to see more evidence of people listening to my podcast and really melting or immersing themselves into the work that I'm providing. I desire to see myself rise and embody more of my worthiness. I desire to receive more financial stability from my soul work, from my soul business. I desire to experience more love and abundance and freedom. So just setting some intentions here of what you would like to see, receive and experience. And maybe you can pause this episode, or you can take that a note of that and sit with yourself this evening or some point today and just reflect on what you desire to see, receive and experience today, and set those intentions. Set those intentions physically and energetically. And how can you open yourself up to start seeing that? Because what you want to see, receive and experience, it is available to you. It has already happened. It's all around you. But it's about removing those clouds, those limitations that are not allowing you to see and welcome it into your space. So this month, I would encourage you, and I'm going to take you through a little guided 5-minute intuitive practice just now. So maybe just setting those intentions. Maybe it's one intention. What do you want to see and receive this month? And I'm going to get you to hold on to that. And I want you just to close your eyes. And I want you just to take a deep breath in. Maybe you put your hand on your heart, one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. If you're driving, please pause this or pull over. Come back to it. But wherever you are, just, and if it's safe for you to do so, just put your hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, close down your eyes, and just take a deep breath in through your nose, breathing in this gratitude, this love that you've reflected on. Breathe it in, and with every exhale, just melt deeper, relax deeper into this energy with us, with me. Breathe in again, breathing in that light, that love, that gratitude for yourself for this past month. And just with each exhale, just release any heaviness, any energy that no longer aligns with the energy that you're stepping into this new month with. Breathing in love, light, confidence, trust. And just with every exhale, just releasing all heaviness, all stress, all anxiety that no longer is serving you, all lack. Just putting your ego to the side, dropping your ego, and allowing your light to start shining, allowing your heart to start coming alive. And I want you to connect to that word, or those words, just placing them into your heart center, allowing them to kind of be infused into your being, becoming a part of you. Whatever that word is, whether it be that abundance for me, I am placing that abundance inside of me. And as I move forward into, as we move forward into this new month, with the intention to lean deeper into this energy, knowing that it's safe, knowing that we have let go, released all the energy that no longer serves us. And if you feel like you may still be holding on to heavy energies, just relax, release it with each breath. Maybe you give your hands a little shake. Just breathe in this light and just let go with every breath, knowing that this is the safest place for you just to release and let go, that you no longer need to hold on to any heavy energy, any stress that is no longer serving you, and call back your power, call back your light, call back the magic within you and all around you. Reconnect back to that part of you, that divine part of the universe. And just check in with how you're feeling now. Just check in with your body. How is your body feeling? Maybe just breathing into those spaces within your body that may still feel heavy, whether it be your neck, your shoulders, your heart. Wherever it feels a little bit heavy still, just breathe into those spaces. And just with every exhale, just feel yourself becoming lighter, becoming safer within your body again, becoming cleaner and more connected to yourself. And just ask yourself, what is one thing I can do today to lean into this energy of the new month? The energy that I want to lean deeper into this month. What's one thing I can do to kick this energy off? To start embracing this energy? Whatever comes through, just allow it to be perfect. Amazing. Taking one final deep breath in here. Breathing in this energy. Breathing in this excitement for a new month. New opportunity to commit to yourself. To commit to your path. To commit to your desires. Knowing that you are unconditionally worthy and deserving and accepted for where you are, who you are. And you're always guided, you're always protected, you're always supported, and you're enough just as you are. And from this place of enoughness, from this place of wholeness, get excited for all that this new month is about to bring you. All the good, all the miracles, all the abundance, all the love that's about to find you. Because you've allowed yourself to release heavy energy and open yourself up, open your energy up, become a portal, a channel to receive. And maybe you just lift your shoulders up, sit up a little bit more, open your chest, open your hands up, and just repeat after me. I release all energy that no longer serves and aligns with me, and I open my heart, my mind, and my soul to receive love, abundance, and miracles this month. I release all that no longer serves me, and I open my heart to receive. It is safe for me to receive now. It is safe for me to shine now. It is safe for me to feel good. Just taking a final deep breath in, just locking this energy, locking it into you, infusing it into you, allowing it to enter your body, allowing you to become an energetic match to miracles this next month. Opening your eyes, returning to the room with a big smile on your face and getting excited for all that's about to come your way. How do we feel, guys? How do you feel? Please send me a message on @shinewithsophie, @_shinewithsophie on Instagram. Let me know how you feel after that. That was intuitively led. I literally just closed my eyes and let my intuition lead you through that little energy cleanse and intention setting for the new month. And if you want to dive a bit deeper into this kind of work, I am hosting a free shine workshop. If you're listening to this in real time, I'm holding a free shine workshop this coming Sunday, the 8th of October, called Regulate and Reconnect. There will be a replay, so if you cannot make it live, I still encourage you to sign up. The link is in the show notes, because you will get a replay and you will be able to do it in your own time. However, if you're able to join live, that is where the power lies. I would love to connect with you. I would love to hold that space for you in a live setting as well. So I will be intuitively guiding you through embodiment exercises, somatic exercises, to regulate your nervous system, cultivate safety from within, and reconnect you back to yourself, to your energy, to your path as we move forward into a new month, into the second season of the year, or wherever you are in the year when you're listening to this. And as you move forward and striving for your desires, because I know if you are listening to this podcast, you're someone who is ambitious, you're someone who wants to heal, who wants to grow, who has big desires on her heart, who wants to create something special for our life, for our business, whatever it is. And when we can get into that hustle and bustle and go, go, go and push, push, push and making it happen, that can disconnect us at times, because we're looking outside of ourselves and we're looking at other what others are doing. We're constantly in the doing and we're not in the being of who we are and regulating ourselves and coming back into ourselves. So this space will help you understand self-regulation and connection as a high achieving soul, as a high achieving human. Help release stress and anxiety from your body and cultivate inner safety, stability, peace and connection, and unlock deeper levels of potential, clarity and magnetism by going within. Because obviously I do believe in the taking the actions towards striving from your goals, but when we are dysregulated, when we're doing it from running from fear, operating from fear, operating from a dysregulated place and not a fully embodied and aligned place, then you'll never feel whole. You'll never feel enough. You'll never reach that place of fulfillment, of freedom that you are searching for. So when we can come into ourselves and regulate ourselves and reconnect, that's when things become easier. That's when things become clearer. So you will leave this workshop feeling lighter, feeling regulated and more connected to yourself and your desires and your path. Because I know how it feels to be so scared of the path that you're on, so scared of how it's going to work out. Your ego taking control, your nervous system not feeling safe to put themselves out there, not feeling safe to take the risks on themselves. So if you have been feeling a bit overwhelmed, you have been running on fear, you have been feeling anxious and just feel like you're constantly doing and doing, and you need that space to come back into yourself for a bit, regulate yourself, then this space, this workshop is for you. I would love to hold this space for you. Because it isn't about pushing so hard. It isn't about fighting for your desires, or looking outside of yourself, comparing yourself to others, looking at what others are doing and neglecting yourself. You are worthy of feeling at ease. You're worthy of feeling aligned and safe and alive as you strive for your heart's goals and your heart's desires and making it happen for you too. I want to help you make it happen for you too, from a place of regulation, from a place of deep soul connection and alignment. So I will be leading the people in this space through a somatic and embodiment and stillness practice to tap into your body, to tap into your heart, to come out of your head, tap into your body, release that heaviness, release that stress, and connect back with yourself. Feel good within your body, feel good within your nervous system and your heart and in your energy. And we'll be ending it with an EFT tap-in for releasing heavy energies, healing heavy energies. So if you are interested in joining that and attending that, it is absolutely free. And the like I said, the replay will be available. So I'll put the link in the show notes for you to come and join if you want to invite a friend. This work is honestly, I want to share more about it because I feel like so many people are running and operating from this place of fear and dysregulation and disconnection. And I would love for more people to experience the power, the magic of being regulated and connected to yourself and how that shifts the magnetism, the ease towards your goals and your desires and your path and your life. So hopefully I will see you there. I cannot wait to hold this space and guide you through that space. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please send me a message on Instagram and hit your kind of intentions for the new month. And please save this episode, come back to it at the start of each month. And yeah, I'd love for you to leave a little rating and review if you've not already done so. It really does help the growth of the podcast and reaching more people, or even commenting on the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can comment on each episode. Tell me how you found this. Tell me if this helped kind of cleanse your energy a little bit and set those intentions for the new month. And also let me know if you'd like more kind of episodes like this, because I am kind of enjoying them. I want to, if you're over on Instagram, I really intend to start doing more energy cleansing rituals at the start of each month there as well, with a little update of the offers, shine offers for the month. So tell me if you like them, because I kind of enjoy coming on the microphone, closing my eyes and just letting my heart and soul and intuition speak what it wants to speak, and trust that you guys connect with that, trust that that's the words that you needed to hear as well. So thank you so much, and I'll speak to you hopefully in Sunday's workshop regularly and reconnect. But thank you, and I'll speak to you later. Mwah.